Welcome to the Lab Up Leaders series, a showcase of global change agents and experts in healthcare and laboratory management. Here's your host, Lab Up Global Founder, Robert Farias.
We'd like to welcome Graf John Bezuidenhout to the episode of Lab Up Global Leaders. Graf John, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you, Robert?
Good, thank you. So can you start by sharing with us the organization, the name of the organization that you preside over and a little bit about them?
The name of the organization is the Medical Laboratory Science Student Association, also hyphenated as MLSS. So this is a university society, so it is supervised by the university. It was started back in 2013, and this came about to represent the interests of the MLS students pertaining to anything. So to lectures, practicals, research opportunities, basically being the voice of the MLS students at the university. Right. Furthermore, the association or the society also engages and is an intermediate between the MLS students at the university and the professional body in the country. The members become can take on membership by paying a $30 fee, and that will grant them membership throughout the 4 years of the degree program.
And so, Graf John, can you explain to me then, the university, again, just to clarify this for the audience, is NUST, is that right? The Namibian University of Science and Technology? NUST.
Yes, that's right.
Okay, great. Can you describe a little bit about some of the events? If we describe, I know you had mentioned there's various responsibilities and advocacy functions that that the MLSSS takes on. Can you describe a little bit of detail about some of the activities or events that students may engage in through the organization?
All right. So our events or programs are basically divided into two broad categories, known as the professional or the educational part of the society, and more the, and then the other part would be the more recreational part of it. So the professional part of it would be forming associations with outside societies or companies, such as the Namibia Blood Transfusion Services and the Cancer Association. So those two are part of our very big companies that we do collaborations with and that we work with. Furthermore, educationally, the society offers a tutoring program in which more senior students tutor to the more junior students. So yeah, also we have educational quiz nights, which is open usually to all the entire faculty. So all other programs as well can take part in these quiz nights, in which we just challenge not only the scientific knowledge, but also the medical knowledge of the students. And we also provide professional talks by professional professions outside of the university. So those who hold master's degrees or doctorate degrees to come talk about a specific topic or what is trending in the science arena. On the more recreational side of it, there are a lot of fellowship opportunities just to provide a sense of uniteness and fellowship between the different years of students that there are. And we also do game nights and a lot of fundraising activities for the society, in which we would then use that money to provide alleviation of some sort to a group of people.
So John, can you describe to us the size of the student body at NUST?
Yes. So in first year, we take in about 40 students per year. But that, so that would then mean about, at an average, we have about 160 students. But because some students sometimes don't pass all modules, or for unseen circumstances, they have to stay here behind, the society number currently is 202 students, so 202 MLS students that form part of the society. So it's not a very big society. And seeing as to how the society is a university society, it's only limited to our university's students.
Graf John, if you can just correct some of my understanding. If I'm not mistaken, I believe NUST is the only university in Namibia that is accredited to provide the MLS degree.
Yes, that's right. We are the only university that provides the training, and it's a four-year degree training, honors degree training.
Okay, great. So what's the job market look like, or what's the job outlook look like for somebody who's graduating from the program at NUST?
So many of, basically all our students find employment. So there has been a 90 to 95% employment rate. And so this is shared between the public sector and then the private sector. The private sector making up the biggest majority of the employment. And there is a very small percentage of students who do not directly go into employment that would rather pursue a master's degree or doctoral program. So yes, but all our students after finishing the degree, if they don't get employed, they go on to pursue a master's or doctorate degree.
Okay. And that was one of the questions I had, because we have had an earlier guest on, we had a discussion around the limited number of students for NUST and the importance of that, because it helped encourage employment. And helped encourage the rate of employment, I should say, amongst the student graduates, that once you graduate, there was a better chance of accessing the program. So does that mean that it's quite difficult to enter the program and get qualified for it, or to be approved for it, I should say?
Yes, it's quite competitive. All the other, just a quick comparison to our program compared to the other programs within the faculty. Our program takes in about 30 to 35 students per year. Other programs would take in about 80 to 100 students per year. So it's very competitive and it's very education academic based. So academically, your marks have to be top tier in order for you to get into the program. It's very competitive to get into the program. So we deem ourselves very lucky and very fortunate to be part of the program.
That's great. So can you describe for us a little bit your own personal choice? So why did you decide to go into the MLS degree?
All right. So I think my case scenario is the same for many students, is that my initial degree was to study medicine. That was the initial plan to do right out of high school. But it's also quite competitive to get into medicine in Namibia. So MLS was my second degree choice. And so the reason why I went into it was not necessarily because I wanted to do it, but just because it was my second choice. But now being a third year student, I'm so happy that I actually took this route and I'm doing this program, because it has opened my eyes and it has almost changed my perspective to what I used to see in grade 12. So yes, my initial reason for doing this program was not to actually do this program, but was just to have it as a bridging course to get into medicine. But I've developed such a passion for laboratory medicine that I might even continue doing a master's degree after this and not go study medicine. It's captivated me.
That's very interesting. Very interesting, and a common story as well, Graf John. It's something that we've heard quite often. There were a lot of excellent candidates who perhaps don't get a chance into medical school immediately, take on this path and end up enjoying it and continuing that path. Or if they do go into medicine, this becomes a very good breeding ground for their base understanding in many topics. So John, we want to thank you very much for your time with us. If there's any other messages you'd like to share, any upcoming events or anything like that related for the MLSSS that you'd like to share with the audience, now's a great time to do so.
Not at the moment. This semester is coming to a close. So we've almost done all our activities for the semester. But I think if the audience is listening, which they are, it's such a great program. Many people oversee MLS as a degree. They think of it as a second tier degree, but it's actually such a good degree. And laboratory professionals are form part of the backbone of the healthcare system within any country.
Thank you very much, Graf John, for the time. And we look forward to following up with you and seeing the progress of both yourself and your association in the years to come.
Thank you so much, Robert.
To make a suggestion of someone that would make a great guest or topic you would like to hear more about, please visit us at labop.org. That's labopp.org.